the small African kingdom of Lesotho is taking on big business over the issue of bribery. The kingdom admits there was rampant corruption on an $8 billion dam project that provides water to neighboring South Africa. But rather than just go after the local officials who took the bribes, Lesotho is prosecuting the multinational construction and engineering conglomerates who paid the kickbacks. NPR's Jason Bulbian reports.
Last May, a Maseru court sentenced the former head of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project, Masupa Soleil, to 18 years in prison for bribery. The court found Soleil accepted $3 million from Western companies in exchange for lucrative contracts on the massive dam scheme. Late last year, Canadian construction conglomerate Akers International was convicted of paying bribes to Soleil. Akers officials deny the charges and are appealing the ruling. A German, a French, and an Italian company each face similar bribery charges in the coming months.
We all know that it is widely believed that bribery and or corruption is Africa's problem.
Liaba Tetsani, the chief prosecutor for the Kingdom of Lesotho, says eight other foreign companies that worked on the dam project could also be prosecuted.
In some way, these cases that are proceeding in Lesotho tend to demonstrate one thing, and it is that bribery is not only Africa problem, it's a worldwide problem.
The $8 billion Lesotho Highlands Water Project uses a series of dams and concrete tunnels to export water and electricity from one of Africa's poorest countries to one of its richest, South Africa. The project diverts an entire river of water from the jagged mountains of Lesotho into the sprawling industrial suburbs of Johannesburg. Lesotho gets $20 million a year in royalties for what's becoming one of Africa's most precious commodities. And while Lesotho sends millions of cubic yards of water to irrigate gardens in South Africa, its own crops are being ravaged by drought. Edward Makapati is an elder in the town of Hassani near the Katsi Dam, which went online in 1998. Makapati says the dam builders squandered an opportunity to also redirect water to local farmers.
I think there's too much water flowing to South Africa. Too much water.
Like many villages in the country, Hassani still has no running water nor irrigation systems for its parched fields. Last year, erratic rains caused crops in the area to fail. A third of Lesotho's 2 million people are now in need of international food aid to avoid starvation. Makapati adds that the flooding of the adjacent valley cut Hassani off from villages on the western side of the dam.
We have relatives that side. We go there for feasts, local feasts, traditional feasts, burial services for funerals. Now it is very difficult for us now to cross this site.
Officials with the Lesotho Highlands Water Project say the millions of dollars in bribes that flowed into its former CEO's Swiss bank accounts had no effect on the final outcome of the project. But Makapati and others claim the interests of the Western contractors were always ahead of those of the local people. Hassan Lorgat with the South African chapter of Transparency International applauds the prosecution of Western construction firms that allegedly paid bribes in Lesotho. Lorgat says when Westerners complain about corruption in the third world, there's often an assumption that the first world has nothing to do with the problem.
Multinational corporations seem to be outside the loop. When we talk about this corruption, we often look at governments, and we have always felt that corruption does not reside in one particular sphere. Of course, government, because it takes our taxes, we want it to be more accountable, but clearly companies have to be socially responsible.
Lorgat says he's disappointed that even after being convicted of bribery, officials with the Canadian construction company Akers International continue to deny that they did anything wrong.
They say, well, we were just employing some guy who knows the local conditions, you know, and we were giving him money for that, not to do anything unlawful.
Lorgat says the prosecutions could serve as a cautionary tale to Western contractors, but he says it could also send another message. Lesotho has spent $4 million to win two bribery convictions in connection with the Lesotho Highlands Water Project. Akers International has been fined $2 million but hasn't paid the money because the case is on appeal. Rather than sending a message that bribery doesn't pay, Lorgat worries that the current prosecutions could be a warning to third world governments that fighting corruption in the courts doesn't pay either. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Maseru, Lesotho.